Parshas Vayelech has over is the beginning, it's the transition of the leadership of Klal Yisrael from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua. The Gemara says in Soita that the Gemara speaks about what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu had no koyach to lead them. It says, Le'uchal oid lotzeis v'lovoi, my lotzeis v'lovoi, ilay me lotzeis v'lovoi mamish, v'oksiv v'moishe b'meyev esen shonen b'moishe nosteichar, oksiv v'yal moishe, and so on. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu was in full physical shape, and there was nothing wrong with him. So what does it mean? Omer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeinu Rabbi Yonason, lotzeis v'lovoi b'divrei Torah, melamed shenistat v'meni shari chochma. Shari chochma became sosim. Vayelach Moshe Yeshua vayisatzu al Moed. Moshe Yeshua went to al Moed. Tana oiser Shabbos shel yuzugi haya. It was a Shabbos of a dual leadership, of a twin leadership. Nitol shus mizeh v'nitol lezeh. The leadership was taken from Moshe Rabbeinu and given to Yeshua. So, first of all, the musig of diuzugi, of having two zugois, is hard to understand. The Gemara says that ein shtei melachim mishamshim b'kes echad. You can have two melachim mishamshim b'kes echad. So Rashi says the morning was Moshe, the afternoon was Yeshua. It's sort of a teretz on that. That it wasn't exactly together. It was half and half. So back again. So what's the point of diuzugi? So the day got split into half. It was 50% Moshe, 50% Yeshua. The mashmaos of Gemara is that they both overlapped each other. And the question is: so how do we understand two melachim mishtam shekes echad? What exactly is that? The Gemara says on the Rashi over here, Moshe Rabbeinu says ato savoy, and the Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua that he would use the skzikne ador to help him lead the dor, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him daba echad the dor ve'en shtei dabarim the dor. There's only one manik for dor, not two manikim. L'chura, that Shabbos itself was the kash on that. That Shabbos itself was diuzugi, was a leadership of two. So how exactly you understand that? That is, as in the big picture, as far as the Hanhaga goes of Moshe and Yeshua together and the transition. In this mitzvah over here, in the parasha over here, we have next to the last mitzvah, the mitzvah of Hakel. So it says, so the mitzvah of Hakel, it says in the pasuk that it's b'moyed shnas hashmita. It's during shmita. The problem is it's not during shmita. So Rashi says, "If a lomer koyroi so shnas hashmita, shadayin shal shvius nehegas po bekotzer shal shvius hayoytzer motzei shvius." There's still some kedusha noyig on it. Which is strange. Yeah, there is some fragment of a halacha noyig in it. So why not call it something else? Why call it b'moyed shnas hashmita? It's something that is Ki'ilu pegging on Shas HaShmita, when the only thing that you have some dinim left over from Shmita because it grew during Shmita. That's not why we'd call it Moed Shas HaShmita. We maybe should say Betzei Shas HaShmita, something along those lines. That's one point about the Zman. The Rambam says that the Zman is it's Moitzoi Shas HaShmita, which, you know, more specific. But that's very interesting that you would be koivea azman on moitzoi. It's something which is Keilu Motzei means it's gone. So yeah, we have Mlava Malka, which is a mitzvah to still be Mlava the Melech, because that's done on Motzei Shabbos. But the word Motzei always denotes it's finished, it's over with. So why be Koivea Zman? And this has sort of, it's a strange Zman also. What kind of Zman is this? I guess if you're learning it very, very Pshatova, you could say, well, we wanted everybody to be there anyway. So everybody's there for the mitzvah's Riyah anyway. You didn't want to do it on Yontev because you don't want to mix two things together. So this is the best time to do it, maybe. But the Zman is a Zman that's not a Zman. It's like, it's Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, the only thing we do Melava Malka to show was sad that Shabbos is going away, we're being Melava the Malka. But to give it a Zman, Misaratzma, there's a machlokes in the Sefri, what you're laying here. We paskin that you're laying Mishnah Torah. That's what's laying over here. The Rambam brings it. The mashmos in the Rambam is that it's not a dafka halacha in Mishnah Torah, because Mishnah Torah, the Rambam doesn't even mention the word Mishnah Torah. He says you lain psukim that are mezares people and to mekayim the mitzvahs, and you lain it up until Ishma, then Vayom Shemoya, and then you lain you finish till the end of the klolos and kisavoy. That's the mashmos in Rambam is that it's lav dafka Mishnah Torah. It's just it's been picked out, or whoever's picked out, or to lain psukim that are mezaris, and these happen to be the psukim that are mezaris. Mashmos in Sefri is it's a din in Mishnah Torah dafka, it's a machlekes, and mashmos is that dafka Mishnah Torah. One would wonder, since Mishnah Torah is, however you want to interpret it, of Moshe and Piatzmai, if we ask ourselves, if we wanted to lain something that would refresh us with Mayim and Har Sinai, so we would probably lain the Aseres HaDibris. There was a minute, they did lain Aseres HaDibris with Tzibur until even Vatlet, so people shouldn't say only this was given Sinai. But Aseres HaDibris would be something to lain from Shmois, the parish of the Gulas Mitzrayim. It's not a problem to find nice parishes. Because Mishnah Torah is Vaidab and Moshe, it's less in some way. It's Moshe Mipi Atzmai. So why wouldn't we prefer to lay some parts before? Why is Mishnah Torah the Kriya that's Nikra for this? There's a Gemara in Chagiga about the reason why you bring the Taf and so on. So the Gemara has over here the Pshat. Los Yischan V'Ehen. But the Gemara has a whole story around it. Ma'is Taner Rabbanan, Ma'is Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika v'Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma sheholchu lahakbil b'nei Rabbi Yeshua b'Pekin. They went to meet Rabbi Yeshua. It was Yontif, and there's a mitzvah being Kabbalah's play Rabbi. Omle ma'ch chidish hoy b'samedrish hayoy. What kind of chidish? What did they say nice? We're your Talmidim, we get everything from you. Either there was no Chiddush that you didn't teach us or that we can learn from you. And basically, they didn't want to speak in front of him. They didn't feel right, being that he was their Rebbe, to tell them over what Rebbe Elazar said. Omelahem, Afal Pikeni, Efshe Vesemesh Le Chiddush. Shabbos shal mi hoisa, Shabbos shal Elazar ben Azariah hoisa, uba me hoisa agoda hayoyim. And so, what did he speak about? Omolay beparashis hakel, my dorish ba hakel sa omad Hashem atof ad Hashem, im anoshim ba alum ba anoshim ba se shmoya taf loma boyin. Why want taf? Kei liten schalim veihen. Omolim se told him magolius toy boy se biyetchem ubikash avdu mi many. There was this magolius tova that you had heard. And you are going to not give it to me. In other words, such a gvaldik chiddush. Why did you even have a havamina not to tell it to me? That's the gemara. It's a nice pshat. I mean, fine, you know, love is chalim ve'ehen, but is that such a gewaldike magnisa tova that, you know, it's the world stands on it, and you want it to be manad from me? I mean, what's the earth-shattering chiddush over here in this magnisa tova? So let's talk a little bit about the parasha of Hakel, the understanding over here of what's happening, and so on. The shirish of all of the problems of churban and golus and chet is in the like the Torah says v'noishantem, that you will become things will become old. Anything that's new to a person it's very fresh. If a person is mekabelit, we're talking about a person who was mekabelit, so he's he's very enthusiastic about it and he likes it and it's gewaldic. And time goes on, you tend to become less sensitive, less moved by it, less inspired by it. That's the teva advar. So v'neishantem is the yisoid of all problems, of all chet. The whole musig of neishantem, of yoshan, is true in everything in this world that we know. Everything in this world is described, the Rambam calls it things that are hoivev and nifsad. Everything in this world becomes and disintegrates. Disintegration is innate to everything in this world. If a person left a rock over here and came back 20 years later, the rock will have lost some of its material. The weather will have weathered it down. Somebody may have pushed it. It'll be discolored. Everything in the Bria, left the way it is, begins to spiral out slowly or rapidly. That's the etzem mitzias of everything in the world that's chomer. So no matter what a person does, no matter what in yonim a person does, they are it goes downward. The world of teva recognizes, it's called entropy. Everything in the world, the direction that it takes is downward. So anything that's any maila mida teva and mida nechayna that we get, that we have, we are going to lose it. That's l'chura built into the system. So we ask ourselves, so yes, the world of ruchnias is a world that it is it never changes. Ani Hashem lo yishanisi. The musig of havaya vehefsid is true to the physical world. In the world of Ribbono Shel Olam, Hakadosh Baruch Hu lo yishanisi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has never changed. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has never ever anything that doesn't become doesn't not become. That's the Metzias, the world of Ruchnias. So whenever we have a desire to impose the norms of a world of Ruchnias on our world, we're stuck. And everybody feels it. You make a chizik and you do something and it peters out. So what's the solution to that problem? And that problem is innate, because a world of Ruchnias mitzar atzmoy never changes. If we're trying to be mechaberit to a world of Gashmias, to our world, it's going to have to change. And we're built like that. A human mind is built that anything that's new and different is moves a person, and anything that's repetitious doesn't move a person, and it doesn't work. So there's a metzias in the Bria, which, and in Torah, more than anything else, because Torah is that interface with Ribbono Shel Olam. Torah means HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling me, do this, don't do that, go here, don't go there. So it says, B'chol eis yavucha dadeha, that Torah is like a mother feeding a child, that there's a constant, it's the same dadim, the same shadayim, but every time there's new milk. So that means that anytime a person is in mashmesh, a person gets something new out of it. So there's a metzias within the yashin of a possibility of chiddush. So it strikes the person as yashin, but when the person begins to be misasik in the yashin, he finds chadish. It says the Rashi brings before Vayim Shemoya Tishmu im Tishmu b'yoshon Tishmu b'chodesh. If you learn to listen to Yoshon, then you'll hear Chodesh also. It's hearing in Yoshon means that the person is able to get out another Nekuda in the Yoshon. So those same words get a different meaning, a deeper meaning, that Ma'ira Deepa Hargosha. It's not the Pshat that it's Chodosh in the sense of lateral. In other words, point A and point B next to it. It's under point A lies something more, the same way like the Dadim of the Isha. It's not the Pshat that there's a new Dad. The Dad is the same one. It keeps drawing from a deeper place, more and more chalav. That is the oifin of, that's how there's a reconciliation between the yashin, that's the bria, and the chodesh, that's the world of ruchnias. That is the solution, so to speak, for that metzias. So b'meila, if a person tries to be misaken things by making more chodesh, it's defeating, because there's a limit to how many new things you can make. It's only when you draw out the yoshin, that's when you're able to get a chodesh. Let's go back to the Chazal over here. By the Taf, the Mevi'im Lama. Parashas Hakel. So let's compare the two parashas. Parashas Nitzavim is the parasha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Atem Nitzavim Kulchem Hayoyim. So Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered everybody together. And it says that when you go from a manhig to a manhig, Malamit Shekinsa Moshe Nakashbach Moshe Lachnizim Bebris, this was Moshe's Maimed. And it says that whenever you're going from a manhig to a manhig, you make a matseva. The Fisha Yisrael Yoitzim Ipanis, the Panis Moshe Yeshua, the Fikr Osa Oysa Matseva Kedei Lazazam. So this was still Teras Moshe. This was Moshe Rabbeinu's summing up of all of his Torah the way he said it. And then the next parasha, the parasha Vayelech, is now the beginning of Torah the way it would transmit itself through Yeshua. Vayemashem Yeshua Heinkov Yemechalomas Kros Yeshua V'Siatzav Amoyed Tzavenu. It's something Vayelech is that Zugi that the Gemara mentions, and Nitzavim is kilu the putting a seal on Teres Moshe, and Vayelech is the beginning of Yeshua. This was already where Yeshua would get a foothold. The Nitzavim, the maimed of Nitzavim of all of Klal Yisrael, Nitzavim was exactly the same type of maimed. It was tapchem neshechem begersha bekerach machnecha. It was everybody in Klal Yisrael, including Taf and Noshim. That was Ki'ilu the Yoshon. Hakel would be the beginning of the new Melucha, the new Hanhaga. Now, if the new Hanhaga is perceived as a new Hanhaga, then all it is expressing something new. And it itself is also bound to peter out. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a tremendous hanhaga; he was nifta. Yeshua had a tremendous hanhaga. Rashi brings up that he also made matseva before his death. And Shmuel, those that in as much as one wants to term it a new Hanhaga, the previous Hanhaga is gone. But the Torah said that in order for us to realize that Nekuda of hearing the Chodesh in the Yashin, one needs to dehear the Chodesh as being drawn from the Yashin. It's not a new crop, it's a renewed crop. It's like when you plant a seed from the old crop and you get a new crop. So Nitzavim is the matzav of finishing one Hanhaga. Hakel would become the prototype for bringing on bringing a new Hanhaga in a way that is seen as being a hemshel to old Hanhaga. So in the mitzvahs Hakel, it says first of all it was Moed Shnas Hashmita b'Chag HaSukkos. It's called Shnas Hashmita. So why? Because there's something, a mitzvah left over from Shmita that's still relevant. In other words, the Torah gave us a hamshacha that Shmita moves into that. Moitzoi designates, Moitzoi Shabbos means it's a new week that's still attached to Shabbos. If I call something by where you came from, if I say Yankel from Chicago, so that means there's still something there left from where he came from. Moitzoi Shnas HaShmita means the same. It's indicating the same inyan that we're talking about. So the Melech read. So it was Moitzoi Shnas HaShmita. Shmita also is sort of an end of a cycle. It's what the end of a year is. Shemitah is the end of a person's, it's like we count, in counting, we count things by cycles of Shemitah, in years and dating. That was one of the systems used for dating, is Shavua, which means a cycle of seven for Shemitah. Yovelis is very, way beyond us. Yovelis is in a way where a person doesn't have Yovelis, no one has Yovelis under his belt. Shavua, Shemitah is a cycle that a person has. So b'meila, we finish a cycle, we start the next cycle as a hemshech of the old one. It's the old one coming back again. If it's interesting that in the Torah says, v'chitoyim ha'manoichal, what are we going to eat the next year? It means that what you're going to eat is going to be not because the new crop will grow so rapidly within 3 days that you'll have food. There'll be enough from the old one that will flow into the new cycle. That's the way. So Shemitah is a hefsek. It designates tkufas, the way a year designates Shemitah is a megazman. It's the normally biggest megazman that we have. Again, Yovis, we can't count the Yovis. It's too long of a span of time. So Shemitah is what we count. The Torah says every Shemitah has its own metzias, and it carries over. It gives the grain for the next cycle. So we start the next cycle with the grain of the old cycle. The Chag HaOsef is the same. It means the grain we have in the new year had a trushim in the old year. So the chibur of the old and the new are specific to this time. The Shnas HaShemitah is the mitzvah of Hakel, which is the preservation of Torah for the Doris to come, is something which is done specifically through the Hemshechius of the old Dor to the new Dor, of what was to what will be. Mishneh Torah is the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu was mechadish when he chazed over the Torah. Mishneh Torah, Moshe said it, and the Ribbono Shel Olam was kaveh that this is Torah. So Moshe wasn't mechadish anything, but by Moshe's chazaras haTorah became a new Torah. It became the fifth chelik of Torah, the fifth chumash. So that's the Torah that belongs specifically to this Indian over here, of sort of by chazering, by being oisik in the yoshin, a chodesh comes out of the yoshin. There's the chodesh that comes out from the yoshin that was. That is the tzura of the mitzvahs hakel. That this is the making it again and again, making it over again and again, and taking the new from the old. I was thinking that maybe there's a reason why the melech is the one that reads the Torah. It's a little bit strange. One should have made l'chura the Rosh Sanhedrin. The Rosh Sanhedrin should be the one to dashing. If you're talking about a maimer of Torah, so whoever is the Talmud Chacham, the rank Talmud Chacham, the Abbezin of the Sanhedrin, he should be the one to lay in the Torah. Or Kohen Gadol maybe, Kohanim. It says in those days, Yoyim Shpatecha, they're supposed to. Shevet Levi was supposed to be the ones to keep the Torah going. They're the ones Shevet Levi sat and learned. They didn't have Nechassim. So generally speaking, Shevet Levi would be Talmud Chachamim. And Rashi brings over here that the Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a Sefer Torah for Shevet Levi, and they were upset. So maybe the Kohen Gadol should have been one. The Melech L'chura has the least shaychus to it. The Melech's job is to run the country, to run it well, Torah-dik, to go out in war, and so on. Why is this the job of the Melech? So I was thinking that the only Kavuadika Yerusha in Klal Yisrael, Av Leben, is Malchus. Torah, it says Mefurish. Torah is not the Yerusha, and Moshe Rabbeinu's children take over, and all the Chazal, the Torah doesn't come by Yerusha. Kehuna it says Bnoi Koidim, but it's not Miyuchar, a Kohen Gadol. There's no special part of Kohanim that become Kohanim Gdolim. It's whoever's Kohen as well. It's, if his son is worthy, he becomes, he's first. But there's no, the Torah was not Koivea. Malchus based David, Malchus as belonging to Yehuda. And it's very different. A Kohen is the only one that's roy to do avoida. So b'meila, a Kohen Gadol can only be a Kohen. In Malchus, there's no din of Zarus. Everybody could have been a melech. Everybody could be a melech. If somebody else from a different shape becomes a melech, he has a din melech. But he's a Ivan Issa, like the Ramban says, it speaks about the Chashmonoim. The only one where the Hemshech became Nikva is Malchus Beis David, Shevet Yehuda, Malchus Beis David specifically, and the Melech Mashiach is from Malchus Beis David, is fixed. He's the one, in other words, the one to read Mishneh Torah for Klal Yisrael is specifically the Melech. In other words, because we're talking here about a certain aspect of Torah, and the aspect is that the new is a recasting of the old. It was in the old, and it's now coming out new. Going back to the Shiloh we asked about Yuzugi, that Yuzugi is a problem, and so on. So that depends. If you have two separate malchus, it's not just two people can't get along, and that's why you can't have a chavrusa being malachim. It's the pshat, these are two different mahalchim. You can't mix two mahalchim. It's just like the mashal, two people are teaching. This one has a shita to be more strict a little. This one has a shita to be nice. This one has a shita to be distant. This one has a shita to be close. if you have two of them teaching, they cancel each other out. It's not a good mahalach. And da bechel dovesh ledabarim. You can't have a council leading. But since Yeshua was Moshe, Yeshua was Moshe's hemshech of Moshe. That's why Yeshua could do it. The reason why the Levana was, the reason why the Levana was punished when she said Ein Shel Kaseh Echad was because she called it Shtei Melachim. It should have been a hemshech. The Levana is it should be a hemshech of the Cham at night. Pnei Moshe kechama, Pnei Yeshua kelevana means that there was no difference. There was a difference in darga. There was a difference that you lose something. But mitzad the toichen sheboy, Yeshua was the hemshech. So the overlapping adarabah, the overlapping was a necessity, because we didn't want a new malchus. We didn't want a new anhaga. We wanted a hemshech of the old anhaga. So the day of overlapping of Moshe and Yeshua is that hemshech, and b'meila it's not yuzugi of shtei melachim kasechot. It's one malchus carried out in two stages. That's what it is. I want to go back to the Chazal over here. We told him, you know, you bring the taf, love is chal mivi ehem. So. Very, you know, that's a halacha itself is hard to understand. We get schar for doing good things. So if we ask a person, why do you get schar for fasting and kippur? Because fasting and kippur is a mitzvah, it's chashuv, it's good. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should burden us with something. So it sounds as if the Gemara is saying the children themselves are it's really worthless the time. But you know, bringing a dozen kids, you know, with three strollers and this one crying, this one that, it's hard, it's tough, and the Kaddish Baruch gives schar for doing things that are tough and hard. That's what it sounds like. That's strange. I mean, to have a mitzvah just for the sake of suffering, and that's why we get schar for that. Bechal, since when is a Torah out to give schar lehedya? Schar comes automatically. Schar comes as a help, whatever. So the pshat is, there's two ways to look at the Torah that a child is going to learn. I could say the child has his own chiv to learn, and because he can't do it himself, and it's late by the time he can do it himself, I as a father am responsible that he fulfills his tachlis. Same like a bris. A bris is a chiv on the child, is a chiv on me, because Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yom HaShmini. It's not shy for the kid to do Yom HaShmini. So the general mitzvah Talmud Torah, we assume the child himself, it's for his sake, so that he should be learned. The only way to get it going well is that we start when he's a cotton, and I'm the one who's responsible, like a guardian, responsible to see that happens. That's one way of looking at the Yom of Chinuch, and it's definitely not wrong. But there's a much deeper nekud over here. Besides me making sure that the child learns, and my role is taking care of someone who can't do something on his own. So if I take somebody else's child and learn with it, it's kilu yolder, why not? It's a schar, it's a wonderful thing. I take a child who has nobody to teach him, and I teach him. So basically what I'm doing is I'm facilitating someone else to do a mitzvah. So the child, when he goes up, he's a Talmud Chacham, and he knows and understands. Over here, we're talking about a very different phenomena. We want the child's Torah and the child's Ruchnistik HaKoyma to be seen as a hemshech of my Metzias. It's not just a pshat that the child has his own chiv, and my Torah needs to be nimshech to my child. The musig of schar over here, I don't think the musig of schar over here means that the schar in olam haba for doing mitzvahs. I'd like to understand it. When a person gets schar, yesh socha lepulaseich, doesn't mean you're getting a check for your shtadlus. Yesh socha lepulaseich means your efforts will bear fruit. And the truth is, even when we talk about schar, of a work, of a poel, it means I planted, so if I'm an owner, I get the fruits of my tree. If I'm a worker, I get the money that it's worth. But it, the schar is not a prize. The schar is the fruit of my labors. That's what schar is. So Torah in Hakel, the maimed of Torah in Hakel, is the maimed that we get Torah, that our Torah is nimshach to the next door and to the door after that. The schar lemivehem means, like, I brought him into Torah. I'm the one who was machnis him. Just like I'm machnis him lebris, I'm machnis him leTorah. So the pshat is, it becomes my Torah and a hemshach of my Torah. That's the schar we're talking about. And that schar is miyuchah to the maimed of Hakel. Because it's that's what Hakel's about, and that's what and that's that expresses the atzmius of Hakel. We asked about the Marganisa that he found over here. So Rabbi Yeshua, so the Osamech says this, others say this, many say this Nekuda. Rabbi Yeshua itself, it says his mother would bring his bassinet into the Beis Medrash, so that he should be koilet Dever Torah, and b'meila, it's that was the mile of his, and it says on Rabbi Yeshua, Ashrei Yuladetoy, the mile on him is Ashrei Yuladetoy, and the morale asks, others ask, I mean, all the other ones, this is Borsich and Mapetipas, Mayanskaba, this is that, all everybody's Torah has wonderful things. What's Ashrei Yuladetoy? What is that saying a mile of him? You know, Rabbi had all his Talmidim, he said wonderful things about. So this one is this and this. This one, Ashrei Yuladetoy. Is there anything more specific about it? I mean, all the other ones also Ashrei Yuladetoy. You know, all the other ones is they're all tremendous Talmid Chachamim, Tanoim. Of course, it's a big nachas for the parents. Ashrei Yuladetoy means that because of the way his mother brought him into the world of Torah, his Torah was a hemshech of what was. However we'll understand it, he was koilet. His first understandings came through being koilet the divrei Torah of what was there before. And b'meila, it's a much deeper hashrusha in Torah than a Torah that starts with me. The fact that my Torah started with what was puts me on that type of darga of where I hear the chodesh mitoich the yashem. So the two parshas, Nitzavim Vayelech, are the parshas of transition. Nitzavim is Moshe Rabbeinu's day. Nitzavim is when Moshe Rabbeinu sums up, gathers the Klal Yisrael, sums up Torah until his point. Vayelech are in Yonim that are shayach to the hemshech of it, and that is the Doris. And b'meil the Yonim of Vayelech are those in Yonim, the mitzvah, in this sense that it focuses on is Hakel, that it's the new Dor, the Taf, are the hemshech. They're not a new Torah. They're a new version of the old Torah. So each Torah has its chiddush, but it's coming from that previous Torah. This is true in the big picture. It's true in Klal Yisrael, the Deiroisav, Maseiros HaTorah, Hemshech HaTorah, all these in Yanim. But I would also like to think about it a little bit in terms of our own sense of things. There's always, people always talk about the phenomena that people get turned on to things and then sort of becomes lukewarm and so on. We're very spoiled from somebody who became a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, and everything is done with tremendous chiyus and cheshek and very meaningful. And then the person looks around and later on sort of, no. Or children, lav dafka. And he used to make a kavach chaim with himself. Ma'adach, I who started late and had to struggle so much and went against so much and so on and so forth, do mitzvahs with such chiyus and cheshek. So my children that will have come into it will certainly be like that. And it doesn't work like that. And our own mitzvahs, people have a certain tkuf in life when they get the kind of the chelik in Yiddishkeit, they turn on. And it doesn't last. And the question is, why? And how does a person get around it? So the answer is, it won't last for the reasons that we spoke about. That our bria is a bria of that's v'neshantem. Everything, as soon as it's there, it's, as soon as something is born, it begins to die. And that's the metzias, and that doesn't change. No matter, it's not the person who said those divisors, it's not what was said, it's nothing. It will start the second time, the same person won't have that respond, the third time, and so on. But if we learn the side of being able to deher the chadash and the yashan, of being able, when a person, everybody likes a new chiddush in Gemara. A person hears a new svar, a new chiddush, new ramam. It's very, very, it's interesting, it's exciting, it's engrossing. But it can't be a never-ending series of those type of chiddushim. At some point you've heard them already. At some point you know them already. But if a person begins to chew it over again with the understanding that learning over something a second and third time, if he does it patiently and the way it should be done, then the person will begin to find new tam in it. Even if it's not going to be a striking chiddush, just the old chiddush itself will feel a lot more comfortable or less comfortable. The person will get a newer, subtler understanding of what he's learning. And that's the only key to keep a cheshek in learning. The cheshek in the world of mitzvahs. The person is needs, we're going, Bezes Hashem, going to be doing these mitzvahs 120. The first time the chiyus and cheshek we have won't be the second time, and the third time less. But if a person is able to keep chewing, b'chol eser avucha dadera, that there'll be a constant. Every time we chew on it, it means it's kasha tikta micharata. Going over the old is hard and new. There's not, you don't have that thrill and excitement of the new, of the shechiyanu on the new thing. But going over it again in olam mitzvahs, in asiyas mitzvahs, all these inyanim, a person gets a new tam in it. A person gets, if he thinks about it and rethinks it, he's going to get a tam in it. That's the side to being able to always have that chiyus. We're at the beginning of a new year. There's Rosh Hashanah, Bez Hashem, next week will be Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and the school of the Zman and the attitude of people is Hischatshus. And there's a new Hashpah. There is a Chiddush. There's a new Hashpah and so on. But the vast majority of the year is Moitzoi Shemitah. The Sukkot is, the first day of Sukkot is Tesvav, the last day is Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, that's it. There's no, from that point onwards, that's it. And yet, a person can, if he understands that the void is going to be having the Yoshin, where he can take out the Chodesh, and that's the pshat he told them. They told Rabbi Yeshua, nah, it's the same old Torah. You know, we've heard it from you somewhere or another. And they told him, no, you just heard a Maganisa Tava. Rabbi Yeshua Dafka said, hearing it the next time is something that gives you that Nekud of Chiddush. He was megala to them, the Marganisa Tavan, some that made the Mixed Yashin. The school of the Zman in the Ra is Kofel. There's the Chiddush. Every year there's Ashpo of Chiddush and Chiyus and Ischachus, and that's one thing. There's also the understanding that the Hemshech is not going to be moments as thrilling as Yom Kippur. There are no Ne'ilah less is one hour a year, and that's it. But keeping it and chewing it over, rethinking everything we do, from wearing tefillin and tzitzis, which you've done since we're bar mitzvah, and so on, and rethinking, relearning, and learning how, and then learning the chazering over things, the shame, being able to take out time the second time, and the third time, the fourth time, understanding, getting that edler feel that when you've learned it over another time, it sits differently, it feels differently. When we the day we deher the chiddush in the yoshin, we'll have discovered this margarisa tova, that this zaken carries the taf with him. In it, already in the old one, the young one was there already. Yeshua was already gonos in Moshe, and that's a side for that's the side of an ashantem. Is not chidushim. The Sayyid Neshantim is that inyan of Bechol Eisha that chewing on the old one gives us the chidush and the chiyus.